Happy Friday. The weekend is here. It's 8:06, time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. I don't want to work. I don't want to talk. Let's just play music. Let's play some songs that we like, Greg. Hey, we should play some Elvis. Wasn't that this day in 77?
Yep.
How did I know you were going to go? That's weird.
Oh, yeah. Lord
Almighty, sing along.
Can't with my throat.
Oh, that's right.
Otherwise, I would. Higher, higher,
it's burning through to my soul. That's another character that Greg secretly wanted to be.
Oh, yeah. Girl, 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 big time. You're going
to set me on fire. It would have been really cool to, like, meet him and, kind of know him.
To know him as a
person. Because I feel like he would be very interesting.
Oh, yeah. I remember being a kid, Sunday nights after church, we'd go out to Pizza Hut, and they had a jukebox. You know, remember those days? This is early 70s.
Oh, yeah. Well,
This song was probably around 72, 73, and that was on the jukebox at Pizza Hut.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then who would believe that just 4 or 5 years later, he's gone?
I know.
That is just shocking.
I know. Hey, I'm going to try out my promo.
Okay.
All right.
Little beta testing.
Yeah.
Okay. What you got?
In Chicago, it'll be known as the Great Dumpster Fire. Not to be confused from 1871. This one will be from the Democratic National Convention.
Oh, yeah.
Like that?
Well, you know, they've got a history there in Chicago, too, of maybe a little trouble here. There.
Well, there's that history, but I just wanted to take on the broader thing of historical preponderance, and that is in 1871. Mm-hmm. They had the famous Chicago Fire.
Yes, they did.
Sometimes I assume people know these things.
What's your name's cow kicked over the lamp?
Yeah, so it wasn't technically a dumpster fire, but this one this week will be.
Oh, it will be, yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't actually wish that anything would burn. If I was into that, I would have joined Antifa if I wanted to start fires and get away with it.
Mike Walls would let him do it at least for a day or so before getting help, and Kamala help, bail people out.
Well, and one of the reasons I'm calling it a dumpster fire is one of the things they would love to burn is something that we refer to as the Constitution.
Oh, they try all the time, don't they?
Oh, yeah, they do. And they want command and control. They want bigger centralized government.
Yep.
They want to be able to tell you how to live. And they do not want any kind of debate or blowback or anything else. Mm-hmm. And these powers are already, they're already at work in different areas, like the cancel culture.
Yep.
And who is it? Sam Ponder. She's a sports on ESPN. And she's got canned.
Really?
She's been there for years, and she does a very good job. And because she didn't think that, you know, trans boys should be playing in girl sports.
And he got fired for having
Now, they're not
opinion.
Saying that. Of course they're not saying that.
Right.
We're cutting back.
Uh-huh.
But she still has time left on her contract. They have to pay that. So I don't know how much of a cutback that is.
They just wanted her off.
They're going to pay you to go away, and then they have to pay somebody to do your job.
Mm.
And then you want to say it's cost-cutting measure. Mm. Yeah, nice try.
Yeah.
And then, at the same time, so they fired the former quarterback at RG3, Robert Griffin.
Uh-huh.
They let him go, and they claim again, to make room budgetarily.
Right.
He still has three or two years left on his contract, so they got to pay him out. And guess who's taken his place?
Oh, no.
Jason Kelce, one of the Kelce brothers, who's retiring from the Eagles.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, maybe
a little more liberal thinking?
Well, I don't know that it's liberal per se, but they know what what's-her-face brought to the NFL.
Yeah,
sold a lot of merchandise and stuff.
Absolutely.
What's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, and she uses her platform for all things liberal, voting, all that.
Exactly. So. Yeah.
Yep.
But for the NFL, they love and buy into that kind of thing. And they love the promotional attachment, if you will.
Uh-huh.
So it's a double benefit for them.
Wow.
But, so nobody wants you to be able to debate issues. Nobody from the left, that is. And that is an important part of our Constitution. That's in the First Amendment. Now, look, we're guaranteed a free press by the First Amendment. But who would have guessed that, they didn't have to get, the stranglehold put on them. So they went willingly. They just, these brainwashed kids went to journalism school, got further brainwashed. Then if you look at like who hires at all the networks and stuff like that, there's a nexus between them and Democrat politicians on almost every level.
Oh, yeah.
And people have connected those dots, a few years back.
Yeah, they're very
and it's
straight
still
lines.
Prevalent yes. today. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yep.
So that's my point. Dumpster fire, burn the Constitution, the DNC. It'll be a mess, but it'll never be shown that way. Mm-hmm. There'll probably be a lot of riots, a lot of the anti-Israel folks creating issues. But they will. You watch how the media kind of tames it down.
Oh yeah, we'll get certain camera angles, certain opinions. We'll hear what they want us to hear. So, yeah.
And we know you're busy, so we make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcast, just hit subscribe. And it's no fee. It's free.
Got that right.
But you push that little button and you get everything.
Cool.
All right. Thanks for playing along at home. So, yeah, you think the fire, Chicago fire, that will resonate as a promo?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Putting those two things together?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay, the Great Fire of 1871 or whatever. Mm. The Great Chicago Fire.
Well, and you look how they're trying to kick off the whole thing, with RuPaul, the drag queens, and all this kind of stuff. It's like, really?
That's excellent. Really. I want them to be as exposed as they can be, and I know some of them probably enjoy being exposed. But,
probably so.
But, yes, I want them to be exposed, and we will highlight it. And we will talk about it, and we'll go, this is what they had, this kind of show they put on. And they'll call it, inclusion.
Yes.
And I'll say, you're including everybody except, faith-believing families
mm-hmm.
and their children.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting. J.D. Vance.
Yeah.
Laid down the gauntlet there to Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Are you ready for a second VP debate? Saying the American people deserve as many debates as possible.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But apparently, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz is a liar and a coward. Andy Sarabian, a Republican strategist and former senior advisor to J.D. Vance's Senate campaign, said Thursday after the Harris-Walz campaign only committed to three debates total, two presidential and one vice presidential.
Hmm.
Walz made a big deal out of agreeing to a single debate against Vance, scheduled for October 1. See you on October 1st, J.D., Walz wrote, following CBS News offering four possible dates for the nominees to debate. So, again, this is coming from Kamala and Walz. They have done no real interaction with the media.
Yeah. J.D. is going to do great in the debate. And I think the best example is how he's handled CNN reporters and such who try to put words in his mouth, try to say he says things he didn't, try to cut him off and move on. I think he handles himself far too well for somebody like Walz to beat him. Just my opinion.
We'll
see.
All you have to do is try to get them to expose who they really are.
Yep.
As long as that's, the mission, expose who they really are, then let the American people decide.
Mm-hmm.
And at least for now, they won't support this kind of socialism or communism or whatever it is that they're trying to push in. Now, a couple of years from now, who knows? Anything's possible. 8:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. Pastor Chris's birthday is Sunday.
Yeah, it is.
If we did birthday shout-outs, we would shout out to Pastor Chris.
Yes, since it is his birthday on Sunday, but we've been told, hey, Bob, Greg, you can't do birthday shout-outs. So, I'm sorry, Pastor Chris, even though Sunday is your birthday, we can't tell anybody.
Oh, I didn't know that somebody told us we couldn't. I thought it was self-imposed.
Oh, it's a little bit of both, I think.
That's, no, I think we can do whatever we want.
Yeah, probably. But see, if we do one birthday, we have to do everybody's.
I think if you're listening to today's show, it's pretty obvious we do whatever we want.
Pretty much. You know, it was funny. I had somebody come up to me the other day. They had been at the Valor event. Uh-huh. And Pastor Chris, of course, with a former law enforcement background, mm-hmm. had spoken. And they said, you know, we can always tell the first sign of fall is when Pastor Chris is on the Bob Rose Show talking about the pumpkin patch.
That's right. That's right. Like,
and that's not that far away.
I mean, and it actually October. Helps the weather to change.
Wow.
Yeah. He's got connections.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yes. Anyway, if we were going to say happy birthday, we would definitely do it to Pastor Chris.
But we can't do that.
No, especially since it's not even his birthday. It's not till Sunday.
But we won't be here, so we really can't. Well,
are you going to be at church?
I'll see him on Sunday, yeah. I'll wish him a happy birthday.
There you go.
We'll do it then instead of now.
Okay, yeah, why don't you do that?
I'll do that.
Now, I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, and thank you for another birthday for Pastor Chris and for maybe any of us, because
yes,
we lost a few.
Yep.
Now, one of them was Jack Russell, and he started the group Great White. You know, the song Once Bitten, Twice Shy, pretty well known. And he passed away at the age of 63.
Which, as well as having birthdays, that's close.
That's almost a baby.
That's so young. So young.
He wasn't even shaving yet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Had long hair, though.
Maybe that's where it went.
Oh.
No, the singer, actually, he was battling multiple system atrophy and Lewy body dementia.
Oh.
And I had no idea. No. But he also associated Great White, because when they went back on tour, you know, under his name,
right,
Jack Russell's Great White, that's when that terrible fire, 2003, happened at a Rhode Island music club. Pyrotechnics went bad or whatever, ignited the acoustical foam that kind of surrounded the venue.
It went up in flames like crazy. It was so fast.
The worst, deadliest fireworks accident in U.S. history. Killed 100 people, including their guitarist, Ty Longley, and injured 230 more.
Wasn't the guitarist actually out and he went back for his guitar? Does that sound right?
We don't know if he went back for his guitar, went to help somebody else,
but
something.
He went back in.
I believe
and
that's...
And then didn't
yeah.
come. That's sad.
It's very sad. So anyway, but Jack Russell, he's... he'll go see his old guitar player, hopefully, right?
Yeah, yeah.
A little reunion tour. But... No, that's too young, 63.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Peter Marshall. That guy, I'd have to guess, has lived a pretty good life.
Oh, yeah.
He was the guy who was Hollywood Squares.
Oh,
was
yeah, his for gig. Years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just played that role perfectly. And I didn't know that he had, you know, a background in performance and theater and things like that. He toured with big bands way back when he was a teenager. He was part of comedy teams. He appeared in movies. He was actually a contract player for 20th Century Fox.
If you look at a lot of the guys that did the talk shows, your Mike Douglases, that whole group of guys, they came out of the big band era and stage performance. And that's what they did then in their more mature years is a lot of the game shows and talk shows.
Peter Marshall, 16 years on that gig. That's in that business. That is huge success. Let me name some names. Paul Lynde, of course.
Oh, yeah.
He was
Sammy.
Funny. Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
But here's what you see, they started out kind of bland.
Yeah.
It was still supposed to be humorous.
Right.
But they realized the audience needs they want a little edge to it.
Mm-hmm.
Paul, why do motorcyclists wear leather? Because chiffon wrinkles.
He was something else. Yes, he was. And then, of course, we knew him from Bewitched.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and George Gobel. Remember that name?
Yeah.
Joan
funny.
Rivers, of course.
Yep.
I had the pleasure of interviewing her in person.
Really?
Very, very nice.
What a lovely lady.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Charlie Weaver.
Oh, yeah.
Wally Cox.
Uh-huh.
And they had special guests on from time to time. Aretha Franklin, Mel Brooks, Ed Asner, Janet Leigh.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Really great show.
Really was. And while he was hosting the show, his son was playing professional baseball. And a lot of people didn't know that because, you know, Peter Marshall was a stage name.
Right.
His son was Pete LeCocq. And he played for a couple of different teams. He was, you know, he was decent. He played for the Cubs for a little bit, the Royals. And so he's still around, but he's like 75.
Well, your dad was 98. So yeah,
I know. It's just
kind of crazy.
Yeah. But anyway, there you go. A little, if you have memories of, you know, Hollywood Squares, which I do.
Was oh, absolutely.
The show I would watch with my dad. And
yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun.
It is.
Yeah, there just aren't as many, the two things that aren't as many of us when we were growing up, two things. The soap operas, they're down to what, one or two? Seriously. But you pretty much knew when we were growing up, anywhere from, say, 9 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, game shows and soap operas. And there aren't as many of either anymore. And some of the game shows they've tried or they brought them back, they're just not the same.
Yeah, it's I think watching daytime television kind of prepares you for a career in radio because at any time you could be unemployed and that's what you're going to be doing. just watching daytime TV.
Been there, done that.
Waiting for somebody to return a call.
Yeah.
Oh, the one we used to joke about, that Big Valley.
Oh, love that.
Yeah, of course it was a long time into reruns by that time, but yeah. The Bionic Man on horseback. Now you know what I'm talking about, right?
Dr. John wants to chime in on some game show stuff, I think, here.
Dr. John, good morning and welcome. How you doing?
Good. Well, better than you this morning. I'll pray you do get better over the weekend. And game shows, man, I'll tell you what, they were so educational and you could get pretty... As a kid, I used to watch Password all the time with, what was his name, Alan... Get the host for that.
Yeah, Betty Weiss
one.
Husband,
Of course, Jeopardy, we all know how amazing that was. But the game shows back then really kept your mind going. And I have to say, I think they were a good force for humanity. The kids that watched, they were wholesome, and the humor was good humor. Really good, wholesome humor. So, yeah, God bless Peter Marshall. I love Hollywood Squares. And, of course, you may remember he was in the movie Annie, Peter Marshall. He actually had a singing role in the movie Annie.
Wow.
Hey, let me ask you this. This Hollywood star that died from the ketamine thing.
Oh my gosh.
What in the heck was going on there? Why would a doctor a doctor put his stuff on the line to sell drugs to Matthew Perry?
Ketamine is a new rave right now. I mean, there's a right here. I'm just driving by the IV infusion center here in Ocala, and you've got I've had patients going in there getting their IV ketamine. So that they could just feel happier and happier and take on the world. And incredibly addictive stuff. I'm not at all surprised. I know there's people whom I respect who think ketamine is to cast me out, but it's a high like no other high. I would never go anywhere near it. And this poor fellow suffered, as we all know, from alcoholism and some other issues, depression, and it was his only fix. So, doctors, remember Michael Jackson, man, he just wanted a good night's sleep.
Elvis.
And Elvis, I mean, we in the medical profession have to be very careful about giving people what they want.
And there's a hallucinogenic effect, apparently, that goes along with this drug, and that's why people feel like they don't just feel better temporarily. If you're using it properly, it could be used as part of therapy, but I didn't realize that it had such an addictive nature.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the deal. I only smoked, I took part in marijuana once at Cornell as an undergrad, and I became psychotic. And my roommates were like, hey, this isn't supposed to happen, John. I said, I was like really bizarrely, and I said, going near that stuff. You're talking in the 70s, guys. This is not the stuff we have now. But my point being, no one can predict how any of these medications is going to react in the brains of any individual, which is why I tell people steer clear of them and make sure we vote no on recreational marijuana for Florida in the fall on Election Day, because we start getting that pot in the streets everywhere, we're going to be a mess. We already
are. It's already a mess. I think everybody's on the gummies doped up. Dr. John, always a pleasure. We'll talk to you soon.
You stay well. Rest in peace, Peter Marshall, and get better, Bob. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. All right. I thought for sure he was going to come by, drop off some heavy-duty meds.
Bit of a drive, but yeah.
Yeah. No, I appreciate it. It is 8:30. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky. Ah. Can't make my usual wild man noises.
No, you do that, you'll never get through the 9 o'clock hour.
I even have to, like, breathe easy, otherwise I'll start.
Yes.
The whole coughing thing.
Isn't that weird how that gets you?
Fun.
Yeah. Breathe wrong just once and you're in a coughing fit.
But
which is better than a coffin.
You have to clear your lungs. You have to take deep breaths. I just can't do it while I'm doing my show.
There's that.
Because I am dedicated.
What a guy.
Hey, this ketamine thing, really, people need to know about it. Because people are looking to medicate. And not just in a druggy kind of way. Although, if you get to the heart of it, a lot of people that are addicted, it started through self-medication. Because of other issues. So there's something else eating at you. So that's how you deal with it. And yeah, it's with this guy, Matthew Perry, I guess, was dealing with. He had a history of self-medicating.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden this ketamine is, Dr. John referred to it as the cat's meow, which is interesting because I believe it's an animal tranquilizer initially.
Wow.
That's what it, yeah, if I have it right. But anyway, here's the story. Matthew Perry apparently took this big dose, and he appeared to freeze up after a doctor who was charged on Thursday in connection to his death injected him with a large dose of ketamine, and this was 2 weeks before he overdosed. Salvador Placencia was charged along with another doctor, Mark Chavez, in addition to Perry's longtime assistant, Kenneth Iwaswama, alleged street dealer Eric Fleming, and Jasveen Sangha. She's the so-called ketamine queen of L.A. I mean,
wow.
You have that kind of reputation.
Yeah.
They're accused of bilking thousands of dollars from the 54-year-old actor for vials of ketamine that cost as little as $12.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were scamming him, basically. They were ripping him off. Placencia is 42 years old. He had a license to prescribe and administer the powerful tranquilizer. So he's doing what could be completely legitimate work.
Right.
Now, you wouldn't want to do things out of bounds because you jeopardize your license. But sometimes greed gets in the way. So he took an opportunity to cash in on Perry's well-documented drug abuse. Listen to this. Even texting. Now, look who he's texting. He's texting the personal assistant of Matthew Perry's longtime personal assistant. He's supposed to be looking out.
Right.
For his buddy, right? I mean,
should
that's
be.
Who he works for. He texted Iwamasa, I wonder how much this moron will pay for ketamine.
Oh, my goodness.
As the actor spiraled out of control, according to the indictment. But it was 16 days before he was found dead in a hot tub at his California home in October. The doctor appeared to pull back when Perry suffered an episode in which he seemed to freeze up and his blood pressure skyrocketed after he was administered the large dose. And his personal assistant, who lived with Perry and was his assistant since 1994.
Oh, my goodness.
He administered at least 27 shots of ketamine to his boss during the final 5 days of his life, including three that prosecutors allege resulted in his death and serious bodily injury.
So you help off the guy that pays you and gives you a place to live. There's brilliance.
Did he really think he was helping him? I mean, he knew his history.
Sure he did.
Going back to 1994. And this is used, ketamine is used under supervision for therapeutic situations for depression. But it's not for everybody, just like any kind of drug.
Right.
People are going to have allergic impacts from it, whatever mental illness or issues you have, depending on what they are, is going to have a great impact on how that drug reacts and how your system reacts to it.
Does it always make things better?
And when the physicians at the clinic refused to increase his ketamine dosage, the Fool's Russian star, remember he was in that movie, reached out to Placencia. That was the doctor. The DEA administrator gave this information out, yesterday. And then the other guy, Chavez, 54. That's who Plasencia went to him to help obtain the drugs. He didn't need to do that. He had a license to do that. But I guess he wanted, what, the cheaper stuff so he could make even more money?
The greed.
He had, listen, apparently Chavez, this other doctor, allegedly supplied him with about 20 vials of ketamine in exchange for around $55,000 in cash, including having Perry shell out $2,000 for a $12 vial of the drug. Now, if you've got a sucker on the line like that, the last thing you'd want to do is kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why in many ways it doesn't make sense. And then the other thing, so they got 55 grand out of him?
Right. But then that's it.
But you lose.
You're done.
Well,
right.
Not only that, but you've put your medical license on the line.
Sure.
I mean, I can tell you this. My son's tuition in medical school is more than $55,000 a year.
Yeah.
So add that up with the rest of his education, and you think he's going to jeopardize his license for to make, what, extra money?
Right.
And look, you're I get it. You're among stars. I think the same thing kind of happened to Elvis. You know, normal rules don't apply, doctor-patient relationship, because, well, my patient is famous.
And you don't say no to some of these people.
Well,
you
just they're don't not say used no. to hearing no.
No, they're not.
So, you know that if you don't, you know, if you say no, then they'll just find somebody who will say yes.
Exactly.
But, I mean, if what we're hearing, if this information, and the DEA's released a lot of this stuff, I mean, there's no reason to think what they have so far is not true. But it just, man, it just shows you what the whole Hollywood, that whole scene and all that.
Yeah.
It's not good.
You know, it's interesting because you see the contrast once in a while. You'll see the couple that have been married for 50 years. You know, they're both Hollywood stars. It's like the ones that can kind of keep the normalcy and still be real. You know, don't believe your own press. Don't, it makes a difference in the decisions you make.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, it's interesting because, like I said, this ketamine has grown in popularity, and I think that every individual, you know, if as long as it's under supervision, but again, here's, you know, I'm working with a couple of doctors, it's all good.
Right
I don't know, it just, I had no idea that it had this type of addictive nature to it.
Right.
I mean, anything can be addictive, but I didn't realize that it was that kind of chasing the high sort of thing. I thought it was more hallucinogenic. Like, I never heard of anybody getting addicted to mushrooms. I'm not saying it's never happened.
Right, right.
But I've never heard of it. Psilocybin. But anyway, all right. It is 8:43. Look, we all do. We all self-medicate. We all have issues. You know, some people go to the gym. People go to church.
Yep.
Some people go to a bar.
We all need a crutch somewhere sometimes.
Well, sometimes.
So what do we choose?
Well, here's, not only do you want to choose the right therapy, is you want to try to get to the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very difficult, because whatever painful things that may have occurred in your life are the ones that you've locked down.
Mm-hmm.
You've locked them down.
They're still there.
For a reason. They're painful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But the wound never really heals. It just festers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I learned in all my years of therapy. Yeah, I said years.
Years.
And now, my therapy is telling other people what to do and how to live.
That makes you feel so much better.
It was either a talk show host,
yeah,
or a member of the Democrat Party.
Wow, I'm glad you made the right decision. So are you.
Oh, yes, I am.
You ran from Satan.
Satan?
Mm-hmm.
It actually is good versus evil.
It is. It really is right now.
We'll dig into that a little bit, but we're also going to worry about the weather.
Yes.
Chris Martz is going to be a special guest coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and he is a meteorologist who's not afraid to stand his ground when it comes to climate change.
You don't.
Can't make my usual wild man noises.
No, you do that, you'll never get through the 9 o'clock hour.
I even have to, like, breathe easy, otherwise I'll start.
Yes.
The whole coughing thing.
Isn't that weird how that gets you? Yeah. Breathe wrong just once and you're in a coughing fit.
But
which is better than a coffin.
You have to clear your lungs. You have to take deep breaths. I just can't do it while I'm doing my show.
There's that.
Because I am dedicated.
What a guy.
Hey, this ketamine thing, really, people need to know about it. Because people are looking to medicate. And not just in a druggy kind of way. Although, if you get to the heart of it, a lot of people that are addicted, it started through self-medication. Because of other issues. So there's something else eating at you. So that's how you deal with it. And yeah, it's with this guy, Matthew Perry, I guess was dealing with. He had a history of self-medicating.
Yep.
And now all of a sudden this ketamine is, Dr. John referred to it as the cat's meow, which is interesting because I believe it's an animal tranquilizer initially.
Wow.
That's what it, yeah, if I have it right. But anyway, here's the story. Matthew Perry apparently took this big dose, and he appeared to freeze up after a doctor who was charged on Thursday in connection to his death injected him with a large dose of ketamine, and this was 2 weeks before he overdosed. Salvador Placencia was charged along with another doctor, Mark Chavez, in addition to Perry's longtime assistant, Kenneth Iwaswama, alleged street dealer Eric Fleming, and Jasveen Sangha. She's the so-called ketamine queen of L.A. I mean,
wow.
You have that kind of reputation.
Yeah.
They're accused of bilking thousands of dollars from the 54-year-old actor for vials of ketamine that cost as little as $12.
Oh, my goodness.
So they were scamming him, basically. They were ripping him off. Placencia is 42 years old. He had a license to prescribe and administer the powerful tranquilizer. So he's doing what could be completely legitimate work.
Right.
Now, you wouldn't want to do things out of bounds because you jeopardize your license. But sometimes greed gets in the way. So he took an opportunity to cash in on Perry's well-documented drug abuse. Listen to this. Even texting. Now, look who he's texting. He's texting the personal assistant of Matthew Perry's longtime personal assistant. He's supposed to be looking out.
Right.
For his buddy, right? I mean, should that's be. Who he works for. He texted Iwamasa, I wonder how much this moron will pay for ketamine.
Oh, my goodness.
As the actor spiraled out of control, according to the indictment. But it was 16 days before he was found dead in a hot tub at his California home in October. The doctor appeared to pull back when Perry suffered an episode in which he seemed to freeze up and his blood pressure skyrocketed after he was administered the large dose. And his personal assistant, who lived with Perry and was his assistant since 1994.
Oh, my goodness.
He administered at least 27 shots of ketamine to his boss during the final 5 days of his life, including three that prosecutors allege resulted in his death and serious bodily injury.
So you help off the guy that pays you and gives you a place to live. There's brilliance.
Did he really think he was helping him? I mean, he knew his history.
Sure he did.
Going back to 1994. And this is used, ketamine is used under supervision for therapeutic situations for depression. But it's not for everybody, just like any kind of drug.
Right.
People are going to have allergic impacts from it, whatever mental illness or issues you have, depending on what they are, is going to have a great impact on how that drug reacts and how your system reacts to it.
Does it always make things better?
And when the physicians at the clinic refused to increase his ketamine dosage, the Fool's Russian star, remember he was in that movie, reached out to Placencia. That was the doctor. The DEA gave this information out, yesterday. And then the other guy, Chavez, 54, that's who Placencia went to him to help obtain the drugs. He didn't need to do that. He had a license. to do that. But I guess he wanted, what, the cheaper stuff so he could make even more money?
The greed.
He had, listen, apparently Chavez, this other doctor, allegedly supplied him with about 20 vials of ketamine in exchange for around $55,000 in cash, including having Perry shell out $2,000 for a $12 vial of the drug. Now, if you've got a sucker on the line like that, the last thing you'd want to do is kill him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why in many ways it doesn't make sense. And then the other thing, so they got 55 grand out of him?
Right. But then that's it.
But you lose.
You're done.
Well,
right.
Not only that, but you've put your medical license on the line.
Sure.
I mean, I can tell you this. My son's tuition in medical school is more than $55,000 a year.
Yeah.
So add that up with the rest of his education, and you think he's going to jeopardize his license for to make, what, extra money?
Right.
And look, you're I get it. You're among stars. I think the same thing kind of happened to Elvis. You know, normal rules don't apply, doctor-patient relationship, because, well, my patient is famous.
And you don't say no to some of these people.
Well,
you
just they're don't not say used no. to hearing no.
No, they're not.
So, you know that if you don't, you know, if you say no, then they'll just find somebody who will say yes.
Exactly.
But, I mean, if what we're hearing, if this information, and the DEA's released a lot of this stuff, I mean, there's no reason to think what they have so far is not true. But it just, man, it just shows you what the whole Hollywood, that whole scene and all that.
Yeah.
It's not good.
You know, it's interesting because you see the contrast once in a while. You'll see the couple that have been married for 50 years. You know, they're both Hollywood stars. It's like the ones that can kind of keep the normalcy and still be real. You know, don't believe your own press. Don't, it makes a difference in the decisions you make.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, it's interesting because, like I said, this ketamine has grown in popularity, and I think that every individual, you know, if as long as it's under supervision, but again, here's, you know, I'm working with a couple of doctors. It's all good, right?
Right.
I don't know. I had no idea that it had this type of addictive nature to it.
Right.
I mean, anything can be addictive, but I didn't realize that it was that kind of chasing the high sort of thing. I thought it was more hallucinogenic. Like, I never heard of anybody getting addicted to mushrooms. I'm not saying it's never happened.
Right, right.
But I've never heard of it. Psilocybin. But anyway, all right. It is 8:43. Look, we all do. We all self-medicate. We all have issues. You know, some people go to the gym. People go to church.
Yep.
Some people go to a bar.
We all need a crutch somewhere sometimes.
Well, sometimes.
So what do we choose?
Well, here's, not only do you want to choose the right therapy, is you want to try to get to the heart of the matter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very difficult because whatever painful things that may have occurred in your life are the ones that you've locked down.
Mm-hmm.
You've locked them down.
They're still there.
For a reason. They're painful.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. But the wound never really heals. It just festers.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I learned in all my years of therapy. Yeah, I said years.
Years.
And now, my therapy is telling other people what to do and how to live.
That makes you feel so much better.
It was either a talk show host or a member of the Democrat Party.
Wow, I'm glad you made the right decision. So are you.
Oh, yes, I am.
You ran from Satan.
Satan?
Mm-hmm.
It actually is good versus evil.
It is. It really is right now.
We'll dig into that a little bit, but we're also going to worry about the weather.
Yes.
Chris Martz is going to be a special guest coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, and he is a meteorologist who's not afraid to stand his ground when it comes to climate change.
You don't want to miss this guy.
That's all coming up. News Talk. 97.3 The Sky. Good morning and happy Friday. Here comes weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. I'm just, I think, getting over some kind of crud, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And Greg may be on the precipice of
yes.
of gaining it. It's
thanks for sharing.
Starts in your throat. You get this little dry cough, and then goes from there in massive congestion.
Sharing is caring.
Massive.
Oh, thanks, Bob. This is your encouragement ministry.
And you'll be in pain. Oh, and you'll be uncomfortable.
Your encouragement ministry.
You'll be hacking up a lung or two.
Well, yeah,
every
two.
3 hours.
Oh, well.
All right. So there's that. Okay. Oh, one of the things that we wanted to talk about this morning, because on the early morning show, the overnight show, they were talking about like angels and demons and this guy. And driving to work, I have to admit, I was not tuned into the show.
Right.
Which I do sometimes just to make sure we're on the air, but I wasn't, and but this idea popped into my head of good versus evil. And then when I got to work, Greg and I were preparing for the show, and he said, yeah, are you listening to what this guy's saying about angels and demons and all that? And, you know, like, he said, how could you tell which ones are angels and which ones are demons? Because, well, I'll let you say it. Because
They were describing, you know, the angels, angelic, the wings, the whole bit. And, of course, the typical demons, well, you know, they had fangs. They had an evil look to them. And I was listening to that going, okay, that's fine if that's your shtick. But there's some, if we're going to go down that road, we need to look at some facts then. See, Satan was originally an angel, okay? God created him. Satan does not have creation ability. So when Satan and his little group were kicked out of heaven, they were basically angelic beings.
Right.
They're not going to suddenly look like fanged, horned, just evil. No, they're still beautiful creatures.
That is like a Dante's Inferno version or vision of what we perceive, especially like from a young age. If you're introduced to the idea of heaven and hell, then hell is this place where it's hot, burning fire, and this devil character has like a pitchfork, and he has a tail, and it would be a clear indication to every single person that, uh-oh, I'm in the wrong place.
Right.
But that, what a great deception that is. And I used to play a game with my kids, and I'd say, they were little.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, protective, obviously, and the dad would be, but I'd say, Hey, little girl, can you help me find my poodle? I have some candy for you, or whatever, something along those lines. And I'd do it, and the girls would get like closer and closer. Yeah. They knew what was coming. And then when they got close, then I'd roar and scare them, and they'd giggle and run. But my point being, and I instilled this in them, I said, nobody's going to have something tattooed on their forehead that says bad guy.
No.
Evil.
No.
Bad stranger versus good stranger. No. Some of the people that might try to hurt you are going to appear to be really nice.
Sure.
What do they tell? Things like, oh, yeah, your mom said it was fine. Get in the car.
Right.
Things like that. And you've got to instill that in your kids. It's sad because you're teaching them not to trust in some ways.
Right.
Well, but that's what you have to do.
There's a balance in there somewhere.
Well, because they take advantage of trusting relationships.
Yep.
Those are the bonds that pedophiles, for instance, try to create. That's called grooming.
Right.
So this Democrat Party that we have, think about all the things that they're trying to push. This mutilation of young people because there's confusion about their gender and trying to tell you that gender is fluid and all that. And that's just one aspect of what they're doing.
Well, taking away parents' rights if they don't go along with it. Thank you, Governor Tim Walz.
Well, think about that. Yeah. If the devil wants to possess you, he needs to separate you from your father.
Yes.
So that's what you do. Or in this case, in the worldly world that we live in, the secular world, just break down the family. And then, of course, if your parents disagree with you, they already have a built-in excuse that they're teaching you. And that is, your parents are old. Your parents are stupid. Your parents just don't get it.
Right.
Your parents aren't cool. And look, your dad, you don't need to ask your dad about this. You're a big boy. All this can be yours, Satan said to Jesus. All this can be yours. You don't need to go to the old man about it.
No.
Be a man. Right?
Make a decision on your own. You don't need advice from him or them.
So that's it. It's this temptation. The evil hides behind the temptation. The Democrat Party is going to make you all kinds of promises. Look what they've done. to the so-called black communities.
Oh,
look at the kind of damage that's been done. Look at the cities that they've had control of.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, you know, dirty versus clean, good versus evil, whatever, however you want to break it down.
It's there.
Crime, drug addiction, homelessness, rampant, uncontrolled. And then they opened the borders?
Yeah.
Did they think that was going to help? No, they knew it wasn't. A world that is in chaos is when bad people take power.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it earlier, desperate people will accept anything. You know?
So you mess up society, you mess up the family, you mess up the base foundational beliefs. People are going to look for something somewhere. And guess what? There's someone there to help you out.
Well, and remember, we won't talk about Christian or Judeo values. We'll mock them. We'll make fun of them. They're idiots that would, they'd pray to the stone over here if we told them to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they mock that. And, of course, that's all part of the process because they don't want you to go there, because there you'll find guidance and some protection. They don't want that. They want you to be vulnerable. Try this lifestyle. Come on. What do you got to lose? Do this. Come on. Everybody's doing it. They reel you in. It's not going to be the evil devil going, ha, 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 ha. Come with me, Bob Rose.
It's no longer just, oh, well, other people have different opinions about political things. No, we're way past that.
Oh, way past it. Because all you have to do is look past the facade. They're really not even trying to put up a good facade.
Not anymore.
Yeah. But they're so close. They're so close to pulling another one over on us. And this will not be good. Vote. News Talk 97.3 The Sky, special guest coming up next. Good morning and happy Friday. Here comes the weekend. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy's here. I'm just, I think, getting over some kind of crud, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And Greg may be on the precipice of of gaining it. It's
thanks for sharing.
Starts in your throat. You get this little dry cough and then goes from there in massive congestion.
Sharing is
massive.
Oh, thanks, Bob. This is your encouragement ministry.
And you'll be in pain. Oh, and you'll be uncomfortable.
Your encouragement ministry.
You'll be hacking up a lung or two.
Well, you got
every
two.
3 hours.
Oh, well.
All right. So there's that. Okay. Oh, one of the things that we wanted to talk about this morning, because on the early morning show, the overnight show, they were talking about like angels and demons and disguises. And driving to work, I have to admit, I was not tuned into the show,
right?
Which I do sometimes just to make sure we're on the air, but I wasn't. And but this idea popped into my head of good versus evil.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I got to work, Greg and I were preparing for the show, and he said, yeah, are you listening to what this guy's saying about angels and demons and all that? And, you know, like he said, how could you tell which ones are angels and which ones are demons?
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, I'll let you say it. Because why?
Well, they were describing, you know, the angels, angelic, the wings, the whole bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, the typical demons, well, you know, they had fangs, they had an evil look to them. And I was listening to that going, okay, that's fine if that's your shtick. But there's some. If we're going to go down that road, we need to look at some facts then. See, Satan was originally an angel, okay? God created him. Satan does not have creation ability. So when Satan and his little group were kicked out of heaven, they were basically angelic beings.
Right.
They're not going to suddenly look like fanged, horned, just even. No, they're still beautiful creatures.
That is like a Dante's Inferno version or vision of what we perceive, especially like from a young age. If you're introduced to the idea of heaven and hell, then hell is this place where it's hot, burning fire, and this devil character has like a pitchfork, and he has a tail, and it would be a clear indication to every single person that, I'm in the wrong place.
Right.
But that, what a great deception that is.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to play a game with my kids, and I'd say they were little.
Yeah.
And I was, you know, protective, obviously, that a dad would be, but I'd say, hey,
hey, little girl, can you help me find my poodle? I have some candy for you, or whatever, sure, something along right. those lines. Mm-hmm. And I'd do it. And the girls would get like closer and closer. Yeah. They knew what was coming.
Uh-huh.
And then when they got close, then I'd roar and scare right. them, and they'd giggle and run. Mm-hmm. But my point being, and I instilled this in them, I said, nobody's going to have something tattooed on their forehead says bad guy.
No.
Evil.
No.
Bad stranger versus good stranger.
Mm-hmm.
No. Some of the people that might try to hurt you are going to appear to be really nice.
Sure.
What do they tell? Things like, oh, yeah, your mom said it was fine. Mm-hmm. Get in the car.
Right.
Things like that. And you've got to instill that in your kids. It's sad because you're teaching them not to trust in right. some ways.
Right.
Well, but that's what you have to do.
There's a balance in there somewhere.
Well, because they take exactly. advantage of trusting relationships.
Yep.
Those are the bonds that pedophiles, for instance, mm-hmm. try to create. That's called grooming.
Right.
So this Democrat Party that we have, think about all the things that they're trying to push. This mutilation of young people Ugh. Because there's confusion about their gender and trying to tell you that gender is fluid and all that. And that's just one aspect of what they're doing.
Well, taking away parents' rights if they don't go along with it. Thank you, Governor Tim Walz.
Well, think about that. Yeah. If the devil wants to possess you, mm-hmm. he needs to separate you from your father.
Yes.
So that's what you do. Or in this case, in the worldly world that we live in, the secular world, just break down the family.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, if your parents disagree with you, they already have a built-in excuse that they're teaching you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, your parents are old. Your parents are stupid. Your parents just don't get it.
Right.
Your parents aren't cool. And look, your dad, you don't need to ask your dad about this. You're a big boy. All this can be yours, Satan said to Jesus. All uh-huh. this can be yours. You don't need to go to the old man about it.
Yeah.
Be a man.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Make a decision on your own. You don't need advice from him or them.
So that's it. It's this temptation. The evil hides behind the temptation. The Democrat Party is going to make you all kinds of promises. Look what they've done
mm-hmm.
to the so-called black communities.
Oh, it's awful.
Look at the kind of damage that's been done. Look at the cities that they've had control of.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, you know, dirty versus clean, good versus evil, whatever, however you want sure. to break it down.
It's there.
Crime, drug addiction, homelessness, mm-hmm. rampant, uncontrolled. And then they opened the borders?
Yeah.
Did they think that was going to help? No, they knew it wasn't. A world that is in chaos is when bad people take power.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it earlier, desperate people will accept anything. You know?
So you mess up society, you mess up the family, you mess up the base foundational beliefs. People are going to look for something somewhere. And guess what? There's someone there to help you out.
Well, and remember, we won't talk about Christian or Judeo values. We'll mock them. We'll make mm-hmm. fun of them. They're idiots that would, you know, they'd pray to the stone over here if we told them to.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they mock that. And, of course, that's all part of the process because they don't want you to go there because there you'll find guidance
mm-hmm.
and some protection. They don't want that. They want you to be vulnerable. Try this lifestyle. Come on. What do you got to lose? Do this. Come on. Everybody's doing it. They reel you in. It's not going to be the evil devil going, ha, 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 ha. Come with me, Bob Rose.
It's no longer just, oh, well, other people have different opinions about political things. No, we're way past that.
Oh, way past it. Because yeah. all you have to do is look past the facade. They're really not even trying to put up a good facade. But they're so close. They're so close to pulling another one over on us. And this will not be good. Vote. News Talk 97.3 The Sky, special guest coming up next.